All right, so Hector Garza right now, the National Border Patrol Council Vice President. Hector, you keep telling us about this, and Bill Malusian keeps reminding us about this, but very little action on the part of anyone in Washington to do something about this. What do you do?
Well, it's quite clear that the floodgates at the southern border are wide open for illegal immigration and for drug smugglers. Unfortunately, the solution here is it's going to be a brand new presidential administration that actually has the willpower to actually want to secure the border and save American lives and save lives of those migrants that come across the border illegally. Quite frankly, it's just out of control of the border, and we're tired, and I don't know how much longer we can go with this secret border, with this crisis.
I just wonder, it's gotten increasingly bold, and you were the first to remind me of how bold it gets, and you could see it on some of the drone footage we got, where even looking at cameras and drones and the like, the march goes on and is unabated, and I'm just wondering where you see this going. I mean, we just had 2.3, 2.4 million, maybe up to 3 million, including gotaways and illegal migrants through the country. Where does this number go?
Well, it's just rising, and I want to point out that even though the CBP reported about 600,000 gotaways, those are illegal aliens that crossed into the country legally and evaded capture. Those are only the numbers that we know of and that the administration is actually reporting on. We know the boots on the ground that the number is almost double that because we know we have areas along the border where we have absolutely zero border patrol agents securing the border. If you talk about the northern border, if you talk about the coastal border, we have very, very limited manpower. So we know that gotaway number is actually skyrocketing, is higher and even double than what is being reported. But there's no end in sight, and unfortunately, American lives are being lost, and unfortunately, this is going to continue to happen until we get a new administration, and somebody actually cares about the border and cares about migrants and cares about the American people.
Hector, we'll watch it closely. Thank you.